Interview Chair, Outstanding Investigative Reporter with the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, Mark Fitch. Mark, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. And I was just saying to Dan a little while ago that you are some investigative reporter. You really lay it right out there.
Well, I try.
Well, the question becomes, Mark, if the state of Connecticut were to install tolls, would that mean Connecticut receives less federal money from the Federal Highway Administration?
The answer is fairly unknown at this point. So I've been talking with some people from the Federal Highway Administration. And so Connecticut, on a whole, gets more money from the federal government than most states that have tolls on their roads, you know. So we get more federal funding than most states in general. We're a little above the median. So, you know, we're not hurting. You know, they're giving us more than they give most other states, including Massachusetts and New York, who get far less than we do per capita in federal funding. So the way it works is, you know, Congress passes a bill every few years, you know, a infrastructure funding bill. Mm-hmm. And there's a very complex formula in that determines how much each state gets. If there's some part of that formula were changed because we have tolls, then we could end up getting less. And one of the things that's going on is, you know, the Trump administration is trying to kind of push states more in that direction. So, you know, you guys take care of more of your, you know, transportation funding, and we'll kind of loosen up the reins on tolls, you know. And so it's funny because the Malloy administration is kind of falling in line with the Trump administration on this one thing, that, hey, you know, we'll get tolls and we'll make a lot more money, but, you know, at the same time, the president is sitting there being like, hey, you can have tolls and maybe we'll give you less money.
You know, Mark, though, one of the things, our governor was in Washington with the other governors, and I could not understand, and I know Dan felt the same way, that here is the governor of the state of Connecticut, and he didn't even go to see the president, and he could have. Now, he used the excuse that he had to get home and so on and so forth, but he had a shot here to say something to him, and that could have been beneficial for us, but he decided not to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, those two don't seem to get along all that well, you know, like, or at least agree on very much. So, what are you going to do? But, you know, with the tolls and everything like that, you know, if you go through and we provided all the data, you know, for all the other states, you know, and you look at it, and, you know, Connecticut's getting more than its fair share of federal funding. Something like $578 million per year.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So, you know.
And from what I'm hearing, Mark, it would cost the state just that much, actually around $600 million, to put in the infrastructure it wants with these gantries in order to collect the tolls electronically.
Yeah, the gantries would be, to put them in, it would be about $450 million, yeah.
But then you've got transponders, you've got the entire infrastructure. It's going to be a hefty price tag.
Well, there would also, and, you know, you have to remember that, you know, depending on, you know, what program the state undertakes to do, you know, if it's the value pricing program, they'll have to do environmental impact studies as well, which, you know, those usually don't end up being cheap.
You know, Mark, talking with Mark Fitch, investigative reporter for the Yankee Institute of Public Policy, but when you take a look at the tolls, when you take a look at the way this assembly wants to rush this through, I have said several times on this program that we should wait until we get another governor and then look at this whole situation, because they're just rushing this through, and I'll tell you something, in the end, we are really going to get whacked as far as the price is concerned? What is going to cost
us? That is a great political point, Brad, because, yeah, I mean, Governor Malloy's on his way out, you know. Is this going to be his, you know, like, final hurrah? And, you know, people, you know, there's lawmakers that are, you're right, are trying to push this through before they get another governor who might not be so willing. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, the federal funding formula, very complicated, very complex, and, you know, we're not positive about all the effects that it could have, but also no other state has undertaken such an extensive tolling plan. You know, they've never successfully taken all the interstates and turned them into tolled roads, you know, that nobody's done that. You know, so how, I fail to understand why Connecticut thinks it's going to be so different. I mean, you know, I did an article a couple weeks ago about the amount of interstate miles that each state tolls. And the most was like 33%. And Connecticut's talking about tolling all of them.
Wow. Can you imagine? No, this is really something that they're putting over on us, and I don't think the public understands it fully, but this is the reason that we should take our time if we're going to do this, and we should do it when we get another governor.
You know, and I've heard a lot of comments just on radio and everything like that. You know, people are like, you know, fine, you want to put up tolls, you better start lowering our taxes, you know, but that's not the plan. You know, the plan is, oh, we're going to raise your taxes and we're going to give you tolls. So, you know,
well,
it's, you know, 70% of that toll money will come from Connecticut residents.
Right.
So if you like the tolls, great. I mean, you're going to be paying.
Well, and then they try to soft pedal this by saying, well, in the end, though, the end of the year, when you file your income tax, you might be able to write off a portion of it, blah, blah, blah. Fact of the matter is that sets up another complicated system to find out exactly what you paid in tolls. And beyond that, they're playing with your money until you file your income tax the next year, Mark.
Yeah, and you know what? You can write it off and stuff like that. So you're telling me there's more stuff I have to keep track of
right
now that I'm driving? I mean, am I going to have, like, you know, am I going to have a little notepad next to my steering wheel that, oh, I just passed another gantry, 10 more cents? Mm. You know? I never liked that kind of stuff. It's like, all right, well, you know, give us all your money, and then we'll give it back to you if you do A, B, and C, you know? And now you have to jump through all these, you know, tax filing hoops, you know? Like, you know, doing your taxes is tough enough as it is. Are we going to have to start, you know, keeping track of, oh, I drove this many highway miles and I drove that many highway miles, or, you know, this is what my Easy Pass paid out this past year, you know?
Right.
It's just another hoop to jump through, and it's kind of a significant one.
Well, Mark, before we wrap up our interview, I see you've been writing on a daily basis on YankeeInstitute.org. That's terrific.
Yeah, it's been a busy week.
Yeah, well, no, that's great. And now I'm going to act as an editor and suggest an assignment, because I would love to find out, and I know some of our elected officials have had a difficult time, but I would love to find out what the capacity is on the Hartford to New Britain CT Fast Track. The state won't itemize that. They'll just give you the overall CT Fast Track numbers, but they won't give you the Hartford to New Britain numbers. And the next time I see a full bus on that busway will be the first time I've seen a full bus on that busway.
They don't. They've got five and six people on some of them.
I believe I have those numbers, Dan.
Okay.
So let me. I will write that down as one of my stories to do.
All right.
You know, I believe I have those numbers, and I can probably crunch them together.
Terrific. Well, and I would like to see the financials, because we had Senator Susio on who said it costs $24 million a year to run that Hartford to New Britain busway, and it's only bringing in $3 million a year. So I'd love to see the financials on that.
Okay. Great.
Terrific. Hey, Mark, thanks a million.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You bet. Take care.
I tell you, there is a good investigative reporter. Yeah, well, he really is. Does a great job.